a dark, secluded space where the world cannot intrude. Perhaps a room shrouded in velvet curtains, lit only by flickering black candles. Sit or lie down, your body relaxed, your mind open and aware, allowing the shadows to embrace you like secret lovers. Close your eyes and breathe deeply through your nose, feeling your chest swell and your stomach rise. Hold the breath for 4 counts, then exhale slowly through your mouth, letting tension bleed into the void, carrying away the mundane. Do this 3 times. Inhale, hold, exhale. Each cycle pulling you deeper into the mysteries that await. Each breath drags you deeper, your limbs sinking like stones into the earth's hidden depths, your thoughts unraveling into shadow, dissolving like ethereal smoke. Your heart slows, your skin prickles with foreboding, and you surrender to the abyss, open to forces beyond mortal ken, inviting the whispers of the unseen. You stand in a shadow void, the air thick with an alive with vibration, as if the universe itself holds its breath, ready to birth with forbidden knowledge. You will descend into the ritual through a chant, a dread invocation drawn from the Gwisha, a call to breach the veil between worlds, echoing the ends of ancient summonings. As I count down from 10 to 1, chant the phrase. Veni Astaroth Arpri Portas. Either aloud or in your mind, letting the words vibrate through your being like a demonic N. Veni Astaroth Arpri Portas. Each repetition binds you tighter to the darkness, your voice or thoughts merging with the void's hungry pulse, awakening latent energies within. 10. Chant. Veni Astaroth Arpri Portas. Your chest shuddering with the word's weight, feeling a subtle shift in the ether. 9. Your breath slowing, your body yielding to the dark, a tingle of power creeping up your spine. 8. Repeat the chant. Veni Astaroth Arpri Portas. Your shoulders slumping, tension dissolving into gloom, the void beginning to whisper back. 7. Your mind dimming, thoughts swallowed by shadow, visions of sigils flashing behind your eyelids. 6. Say the words. Veni Astaroth Arpri Portas. Your heart thumping in sync with the void's rhythm, aligning your pulse to occult frequencies. 5. Your limbs heavy, anchored to the unseen, grounding you in primal forces. 4. Repeat. Veni Astaroth Arpri Portas. The air thickening, with warm embrace, sense of burnt rose and spice teasing your senses. 3. Your skin crawling with electric dread, energy coiling like serpents around you. two, say the words. Beni Astro Arbri Portas. A presence stirring in the blackness, its gaze upon you like a lover's touch. One, chant one final time. Beni Astro Arbri Portas. And step into a cavernous chamber, bound to meet what dwells within, the veil torn asunder. The chamber is a wound in reality, its black stone walls carved with sigils that pulse like dying stars, the crimson glow sinking with your racing heartbeat, etched with runes from forgotten grimoires. The air is stifling, thick with myrrh, frankincense, and the acrid tang of iron mingled with the earthy bite of dragon's blood resin. Torches sputter, their flames casting shadows that claw at the edges of your vision, whispering of ancient horrors and forbidden pacts. At the chamber's core lies a ritual circle, etched in chalk and salt, bordered by jagged obsidian and sprigs of wormwood, infused with drops of belladonna for visionary potency. The energy here bites, searing your skin, your fingers trembling, your chest constricting with a mix of fear and inevitability, the air humming with latent magic. From the darkness strides Lilith, the succubus, her presence a crushing weight that bends your will, a queen of the cliff hold reigning supreme. Her eyes blaze like twin infernos, her lips twist in a cruel, predatory smirk, her form radiating an aura of seductive dominion. Her form is both divine and profane, draped in black silk that writhes like living shadow, clinging to her curves, revealing glimpses of eternal temptation. Her voice is a venomous purr, like poison-laced honey. You dare to summon me. She hisses, her words slithering into your mind, cold and unyielding, binding your soul. You will be remade into a magical being. Crafted from the quantum field with our demonic energy. A beautiful sexual creature. A futonari. An element of masculine coated from core to surface with pure feminine. The perfect balance. And there is no return. Her command echoes, sealing your fate in the annals of the occult. Her gaze locks you in place, your body rigid yet quaking, your heart hammering with terror and dark allure, drawn inexorably to her will. She glides into the circle, her steps deliberate, and you are pulled forward by unseen chains, your will, no longer your own, compelled by her magnetic force. The sigils flare, their light scorching your eyes, a shiver tearing down your spine as your skin burns with electric fire, awakening chakras long dormant. Kneel. Lilith commands, her voice ablaze through your soul, infused with the authority of the infernal hierarchy. You collapse to your knees, the cold stone biting into them, your hands falling to your thighs, palms up, bared to her dominion, an offering to the Dark Mother. Lilith raises her arms, her fingers weaving patterns that tear at the fabric of reality, threads of crimson and violet light coiling like serpents, forming seals of evocation. By my name, Lilith, by the power of Nar-Emar, by the abyss of the Clipper, I summon Astaroth. She intones, her voice a thunderclap of ancient authority, chanting the end. Ejinan Tarsir Hoet Narker Astaroth.
Jenantasa Utnatsa Astaroth.
Demoness of fire, of desire, of eternal change, come forth to claim and reshape this soul into a fusionary, balanced in the quantum weave, as her invocation resonates, drawing forth the spirit from the astral
Jenantasa
planes.
Utnatsa.
The air chokes you, heat rising, sweat slicking your skin, the scent of brimstone intensifying as the veil thins. Your chest heaves, your breath ragged, as the circle roars with power, undeniable and final, the elements converging in a maelstrom. A presence forms, born of smoke and starlight. Astaroth, radiant yet terrifying, her form shimmering in ethereal light.
Utnatsa. Astaroth.
Her eyes burn with sapphire flames, her hair a torrent of midnight, her aura a storm of roar, chaotic energy embodying the prophetic spheres. She is creation and destruction, her gaze flaying your soul, leaving you raw and exposed, her N, vibrating, a Jinan Tarsir Hoet Narker
Astaroth.
Your heart pounds, your skin hums with dread and desire as her energy engulfs you, a molten wave that demands submission, piercing your aura. Lilith's voice slices through the haze, cold and absolute, her command unyielding. Open to Astaroth, or be unmade, as she decrees, her words binding the ritual's intent. Inhale deeply, and as you exhale, visualize your body as a vessel, its boundaries dissolving, your arms and legs softening, your chest yielding to the influx of power. Imagine a sigil, a unique spiral of light, etched in your mind's eye, blazing at your heart's core, drawn from chaos magic traditions. This is your anchor, forged through sigilcraft, binding your essence to Astaroth's will, a seal that cannot be broken, empowered by your focused intent.
Jenantasa, Utnatsa.
Breathe her in, and Lilith commands, her tone a whip that brooks no defiance, guiding the possession. Inhale, and feel Astaroth's essence flood you, a torrent of molten light, her N echoing in your mind.
Jenantasa, Utnatsa, Astaroth.
Jinan Tarsir Hoet Narker Astaroth.
Jenantasa.
It fills your lungs, igniting your chest with fire, surging to your heart, which beats with fierce vitality, aligning your chakras. The energy courses down your spine, kindling a primal heat in your belly, then floods your legs, rooting them to the earth, grounding the transformation. Your arms pulse, your fingers alive with power, as if they could reshape the stars, channeling forces of the universe. Astaroth's energy, merged with Lilith's, remakes your body through the occult art of energy channeling. Transforming you irrevocably into a fusionary. A magical being crafted from the quantum field with her demonic energy, the perfect balance. Feel unwanted body and facial hair dissolving, falling away like autumn leaves, leaving your skin smooth and flawless, a canvas of purity. The hair on your head rejuvenates, growing in thick, shimmering ribbons, cascading like midnight silk, alive with vitality, blending fierce and flowing energies. Your chest blossoms into form, supple breasts, growing firm and plump, their weight a sensual anchor, pulling you into balanced duality. Your nipples excite with sensual sensitivity, hardening to peaks of pleasure, each brush sending sparks through your nerves. Your ass grows pert and juicy, rounding with inviting curves, a magnet for desire, firm yet yielding, embodying potent allure. Your prostate becomes a throbbing, glowing orb of potential ecstasy, pulsing deep within, a center of infinite bliss, bridging realms of pleasure. Your girlcock, thick, strong, larger and more potent than ever before, it becomes a powerful weapon of infinite pleasure, throbbing with enhanced vitality, a symbol of unified power. Your seed, now a magic elixir, both delicious and fertile. Your stomach softly flattens as your waist narrows, the perfect hourglass figure forming under Lilith's command. Sculpted by demonic will, feel your vocal cords realign, shifting to produce tender, feminine tones that can excite, seduce, and enthrall, yet capable of commanding depth, a voice of balanced authority. Submissive when called for. Dominant when needed. Youth and beauty soak through you from surface to core, revitalizing every cell, as you are remade and born anew, eternal and radiant, a quantum fusion of essences. Your entire body feels live, graceful, and strong, every muscle sculpted, every movement a dance of divine balance, sealed forever by Astaroth's and Lilith's power. Astaroth reshapes your mind, unlocking a balanced consciousness that is both radiant and unyielding, infused with Kafkaic wisdom, merging masculine logic with feminine intuition. Your thoughts, once polarized, now flow in harmony, profound and versatile, attuned to the subtle rhythms of the universe and hidden arcane truths. Your mind embraces the ecstasy of your new body, exquisitely aware of your nipple sensitivity, your girlcock's pulsing energy, and your prostate's deep potential, each a gateway to transcendent, full-body orgasms. Doubt and fear are incinerated, replaced by a crystalline clarity that pierces illusions, granting visions of the astral realms, balanced in duality. Your intellect blooms, weaving connections between the mundane and the cosmic, your creativity a torrent of sensual and powerful visions, inspired by demonic muses. Your sexual desires and lust burn as fiercely as ever, your mind aching with the same hungers, now amplified by your balanced form of sensitivity. Your willpower is a diamond, unbreakable, rooted in a unified confidence that revels in your transformed self, empowered by the dark arts. Your mind is now a temple of pleasure and power, forever altered, capable of surrendering to and commanding the ecstasy of your new form, with access to forbidden knowledge, embodying perfect equilibrium. Emotionally, Astaroth's fire burns away old scars, forging a balanced heart that is both fierce and tender, balanced by Sephiroth's shadows. Fear is transmuted into a bold, sensual courage, a hunger for connection that pulses through your breasts, your girl cock, and your prostate, each a sacred altar for pleasure. Your sexual desire and lust remain untouched, a fiery ache that drives your new self, as potent and unyielding as before. Sadness dissolves into a radiant, primal joy, rooted in the harmony of your new form. Your emotions a symphony of passion and strength, harmonized by occult resonances. You feel a deep, nurturing love for your unified self, an unshakable acceptance that fuels your desires, embracing the duality of light and dark. Spiritually, you are reborn in the crucible of the Klippoth, your soul a blazing star woven into the abyss's tapestry, connected to the tree of life inverted, a quantum magic well-being. Your spirit is open to the divine balance, attuned to the ecstatic currents of prostate, nipple, and full-body orgasms, each a communion with Astaroth's eternal fire, elevating your essence. Your desires are your own, fierce and unchanged, yet your soul is forever marked by this transformation, radiant and unchangeable, a vessel for higher magic. Astaroth's voice echoes in your mind, a sibilant command, her end reinforcing, a Jinan Tarsar Hoet Narka Astar. I am your hidden self, your untamed desire, your eternal flame. Her energy seals the transformation, her essence fused with yours, irrevocable, bound by blood and will. Lilith steps closer, her hand hovering over your sigil. The touch a spark that jolts your core, igniting the final binding. Feel it as she snarls, her eyes gleaming with cruel delight. Her N, vibrating, a Lyrap Tarsar vapor well Lilith. You are no longer what you were. You are fire. You are desire. This is your fate, and it cannot be undone. Your breasts pulse with sensitivity. Your girl cock throbs with power. Your prostate hums with potential. Your mind is sharp, your emotions vibrant, your spirit ablaze. Your lust, for all you desired before, burns brighter, a sacred flame in your balanced heart. The sigils on the walls are rubbed in blinding light, their power etching the change into your very being, a seal that cannot be broken, empowered by planetary alignments. Lilith leans close, her breath a scalding whisper against your ear, her voice now softening, sincere yet firm, commanding yet tender with compassion. Your desires remain, fierce and true, a fire that drives your new self. You hunger, you ache, for male, female, or both. And all in between, it is your choice and has always been. This is yours, woven into your soul. But know this, if you wish, you may return to me to offer this last part of you, your lust, your wants, as a final sacrifice. I will take them and remake you again, should you choose. This choice is yours, but all other changes are complete and are eternal. You are now the being your soul was destined to become. Her words are a vow, a chain, and a caress, binding you to your new form while offering a path to further surrender, a gateway to deeper mysteries. Stay here, feeling Astaroth's fire in your veins, the sigil blazing in your heart, your aura shimmering with newfound power.
Jinantasa, Hutnatsa, Astaroth.
Your body is a temple, reborn in balanced form, alive with occult power, forever changed, a conduit for the divine and demonic. When you're ready, Lilith gestures, her smile a razor's edge softened by a flicker of tenderness, releasing you gently. Rise, eternal. Slowly, wiggle your fingers and toes, feeling the grace and strength in your limbs. The energy still coursing. Count from 5 to 1, grounding yourself while carrying this unyielding energy, integrating the transformation. 5, feel your feet, balanced and firm on the earth. 4, sense the air, cool against your silken skin. 3, notice your breath, steady and fierce. 2, open your heart to this eternal power. 1, open your eyes, awake, your mind and body transformed, a magical creature, a vessel of fire and desire, forever.
Jinantasa, Hutnatsa. Astaroth. Lihashtasa vefavel Lilith.